That's good.
Early.
Yeah, this works.
Paul, you said you need a day to figure out where Dylan DeMello will fit in. Where are you going to play him?
He'll play with Nathan Boyle. It's the fewest moving parts as you can. When you introduce a new player to the lineup, he has a bit of a relationship with Bull, and so he'll start there, and we'll leave the other pairs. We like the way they performed the last couple games, so we'll leave them as is.
LB starting tonight?
Correct.
Yeah. Does it mean Connor probably go back-to-back on the
It leaves the door open for it to happen. We like the way Lauren played against Ottawa last time. Our schedule says that we're going to need Lauren to play some real important games for us like tonight, so the door's open for back-to-back for LB, and that has something to do with maybe the Washington series as well.
What are you expecting from Dylan DeMello? How does he fit into your plan?
I'm expecting him to play the exact same game he's played over the course of his career. He's been exceptionally consistent in a details game. He's in the right spots. He competes in those right spots. His stick's good. His reads are right. I wouldn't say necessarily a quiet game, but you know, the word that's used is he's exceptionally effective in what he does, and that's the game we're looking for.
What's the most important thing for a guy coming into a new situation as he tries to get his feet wet?
I think original comfort, right? Put him in with a guy that he's comfortable playing with. So he's got a whole bunch of new systems to run. Our neutral zone's quite a bit different than Ottawa's. And he's playing his old team, so he's dealing with that. So we're getting him through this game. We're not really going to over-evaluate where he's at. Just we want to get him enough minutes that he gets feeling good, he touches the puck, and he gets enough reps in our system that he feels more comfortable the next night. A lot of, you know, when you stay in the town you were traded and play your next game, you're processing a whole lot more than you will 2 days from now. So we're aware of that. Just want him to get him comfortable as fast as we can.
Well, it's not a 50-goal score, but does he give your lineup a bit of a boost just for the new face that's coming in here?
Yeah, you know what? We got some really good men on our blue line, really good character guys, but we've got a bunch of guys there that haven't spent a lot of time in the NHL over the last couple of years. We've needed a right-hand shot. So there's a lot of things that he adds, but we're for sure, we don't feel we needed the 50-goal scorer. We needed help on our blue line, depth on our blue line, certainly on the right side of the ice. So got some smart guys in our room, too, know that was an A need for us, and he's going to fit in just fine. Well, there's a familiarity there. I mean, that goal that we scored the other night, we just haven't had one of those in a long time. And I think the biggest benefit is that Blake gets out of the middle and kind of gets back to a place that he's really comfortable. Gets some confidence with the puck. Two guys, that familiarity will help them. Nick Ehlers was really, really good in that game as well on the left side. So put some people in their place. We do have to come up with an answer now that we know that Brian's not coming back of who plays center, but those six guys will still, they'll move them around quite a bit down the stretcher.
Paul, do you like what you've seen from Andrew at that second line?
Yes. I've liked his overall game. The challenge for Andrew is not to change that game and now become more of a playmaker or more of an offensive-minded player. Because the offense that he generates comes so much from being a really good defensive player. Now, we use Kyle Connor on our penalty kill, so he's got a good defensive aspect to his game. So those two guys with Patty, if they use Andrew effectively just coming out of the zone, making those plays and the right offensive reads in terms of playing off the other two, maybe we get a little more zone time here and some pucks to the net.
You've talked a lot about the jump, about everything this group has done so far this year. At any point that you worry about any kind of settling into this
Yeah, sliding into the All-Star break this year, we were beat up. The bigger problem wasn't the six or seven guys we had out of our lineup. It's the eight or nine that are playing with something significant in our lineup, and they're just getting worn down, and they can't move anymore. And then we come out of the break, Boston, St. Louis, Nashville, St. Louis. So I was concerned about the ability to get off the mat. We had lost four going into the break. That, for me, was the area, and we came out maybe the best game of the year against Boston. And I'm saying that I think Boston played a hell of a game, too. They were right that night, and we built from that. So the two wins against St. Louis kind of got a little more excitement. It's still a grinder for us every night, and it's going to be in here tonight. But we seem enthusiastic on the bench about our task.
You talked about enthusiasm with the three guys on your third line that have had a big impact the last 2 days and last two games. And Jack and Mason and Harkins were doing a lot of talking. And just in the skate right now, are you seeing some real enthusiasm from those guys?
Confidence, right, is so hard to find, but it's easy to see when it's on the ice. Their entire game's faster. It's faster because they've eliminated a big portion of what they're looking for on the way up the ice. They've eliminated a lot of things that maybe they'll be able to put in their game 3-4 years from now, where they're more experienced players. So they're just playing as fast as they possibly can. And then we're monitoring that, that they're not trying to add things to their game too quickly. They need to play that exact, simple, fast game. And they're going to generate chances doing it. Any line would when they play that quick. And then over time, they can build confidence to get a little bit more creative. Right now, it's a pretty straight line game.
It might be difficult for a player to keep up with like a Blake Wheeler or even have that mindset to do so. But having those three together, is it easy for those guys to want to not one-up each other, but I guess, you know, match each other's intensity?
They don't have to wait for each other, right? So part of that's familiarity between the two, but you got three guys with extreme speed. And as long as that's first and they're not slowing the game down to make too many plays, that is the first thing they bring to the rink. They get to push the limits of their own game, right? We don't have to slow down for somebody. Mark Scheifele is an incredibly fast player. He just doesn't look it because he's so efficient. But when we did testing 4 years ago, he was faster than anybody we had in our lineup. So those three guys, what we're hoping that they do is test those boundaries of straight line speed, what they can do with that. I think more to the question, when you play center ice like Blake has, you have to slow your game down a little bit. Patrick's a different player to play with, so the three of them can kind of get back to burst speed in their game and not worry about, you know, positioning responsibilities.
How important is it you don't take an Ottawa team lightly? They're bottom five, obviously, in the National Hockey League.
I think they got a better home record than we do, so we'll start with that. That there goes the pregame nap for the coach. I don't think that we have, truthfully, I don't think we haven't earned the right to be that arrogant. We're playing hard. We've got to rely on that. We've scratched and clawed. We can rely on that. But I would be, when I'd say I'd be very surprised if we took anybody lightly, I will worry about it all afternoon, if that makes you feel better.